Tes Mar Cheshvan, Sunday the 17th of October, Rabbi Yaakov Yehoshua Sachs, Besedek Tishbot Amisecho.
Chofetz Chaim is Psicha to Chofetz Chaim, she writes, one of the mitzvahs all, upon him oiva nami mitzvah esed, the Besedek Tishbot Amisecho. Goin, Shroes Chaveroi, Shediber Oso Maise. Shediber Oso Maise, he talked, or he did a Maise. Yesh midover azeh, yishofta litzad ha-toiv litzad ha-schus. You can either take it over to the tzad that is good, and it's also schus, or lepcho, you can think that he did a bad thing. We see one thing over here in the mitzvah, it said tishma ha-mesecha, it's only after the ma'isa was done. Before the ma'isa, I can accuse, can think that the person is a potential ganav. Samaritan Yisod, that the tzedek tishma ha-mesecha is only if you see a ma'isa, something was done, something is missing in my house. Somebody came into my house, he walked in, now something is missing. So I have to think that this person who was in my house, he wasn't the gentleman who did it. But before he comes into my house, there's no B'tzedek Tishbei HaMesecha. Everybody could be a ganav, and for sure he could be a potential ganav. And it's a story in the Gemara. In the Sikhti Derech Eretz. The Gemara tells over, the Baisa tells over Maisa. Every person, she should look at him as if he's a listim. We'll soon see what that means exactly. Gamliel was the Nasi from Klal Yisrael. Covid, you give him as much as you want. But you should be choshed, he could be, he's a listim. Came along a gentleman, came along to be by Rabbi Yeshua. She gave him to eat and drink. Then after that he put him to sleep. He went up to the second floor. After the gentleman went upstairs, he took away the steps. He took away. What happened? What did this person do? He got up in the middle of the night. He took everything that was all the kelim that were in this second floor, and he put it into his bag, and he went wanted to go downstairs, and there was no ladder, and boops, he broke his neck. In the morning, so Rabbi Yeshua got up and he sees this gentleman laying on the floor. This is what you do? So what did the gentleman answer him? I didn't know you took away the ladder. He says to him, yeah. So he says, what do you think? Don't you think that from yesterday, Rabbi Yeshua says, from yesterday I thought about you already. So from there he says, Tichavdeu Krav Gamliel, Abba, he's a ganef. And the Chredim brings it down, Taka, Halacha Lemaisa, he says, yes. Because of Chosin Rav Yosef Yavis, Mash Omru Yie Kol Odem Beinecho Kalistim Umechavdei Kiram Gamliel Hayne Koidem HaMaisa Di Yishoma Memenu Kedei Shinlo Yitov Yidei Chshoda Avon Chosin Chayfez Bebeischo. You're missing something. Titla Baveda Baalama V'chein Kol Kayyitzim Zeh. You should also, the Mitzvah B'tzeri Tishma HaMisecha is Koidem HaMaisa. There's a Gemara in the Achamaisa. Sorry, Achamaisa. So we have a kasha. The Gemara in Yuma tells the Mishnah that they used to take the Kohen Gadol before Yom Kippur. There was a time by Klal Yisrael where there were a lot of Zdukim, and they used to learn the pshat, like it says Poshit in the Pasuk, and the Keteris that they used to bring into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, so they used to make the fire, the Tzedukim say, that you should first make an Anon, and then when you go inside, into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that's when you, the Anon is there already. And the Chazal say, no, you're supposed to make the Keteris when you're in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So being, there was such a problem with Tzedukim, so there used to be Mashbiah, the Kohen Gadol, that he shouldn't be Misakim Bachutz, he shouldn't make the Keteris outside in the Kodesh, no, he should make it in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It used to be Mashbiah. So the Mishnah says, Mashbiah on Alecha B'mi Shishochem Shmoy B'Bayis Hazeh Shloi Tishane Dova Mekom Asher Ma'al Loch. You shouldn't change anything what we told you. Who Poyru Sheboiche? They ain't Poyru Sheboiche. So the Gemara says, why do they cry? Who Poyru Sheboiche? Shechashdu B'tzuki. You know, Choshin, he was a Tzuki. And if he's cried. They ain't Poyru Sheboiche. Then Rabbi Shua B'Levi, Kol HaChoshin B'Kshem, Loike B'Gufay. So now, this here is Koydima Meiser. Koydima Meiser, we say that there's no problem. Every person is a listim or could be a listim. So why over here, we are Choshid, Choshid, Kshem, Leikah, Begufay. Now, also, it's not Mochach, and the Gemara doesn't say that we talk about the seventh Tishrei Mesecha. The Maisa, we can think of that the Maisa is two separate things. There's a Mitzvah Esa with Tzedek Tishmi Amisecha. And this Mitzvah Esa with Tzedek Tishmi Amisecha is Dafka Lacha Maisa, after the thing happened. And Choshev Ksherim could be even before. But it doesn't shim. If Chazal were Kaveyas, they told us that there's no Esa with Tzedek Tishmi Amisecha beforehand, so there shouldn't be a Choshev Ksherim, there also shouldn't be. So why over here, what was the problem? That they cried. If this is the Hanoga, that a person is supposed to make a Hanoga, then everybody is either a Ganev or is a potential Ganev, what was their problem? So the Sefer Yesh Neuchlin, from the Shlaz father. And he stands on this kasha, and he says, Merdik Yisod, he says, I'll read it, Afal pisha ani mitzav eschem lahafnik b'kroi labriyus, t'chavdo yikar gamliyo, afil ochre tishmu mehem. You should watch yourself, v'lo yitaminu el v'mi shu bodek etzlechem. Don't trust anybody unless you know 100% who he is. The Sanya, Loi lo mihei b'nei Adam chashuv nimei necha kalistim. So that's the baisa. Adam chazal, she has a kasha, achoshe b'ksheim loike b'gufoi, zemim pei shechoshe b'peh. Aval lishma meni yishma. Think, so he says a very big chiddush, if you are being choshed, You can think as much as you want, but don't say it. Don't say it. So, kabdei v'chashev. No, kabdei v'chashev is already the beginning. The beginning of being a listim. But they have a problem. The Rambam in Pirush HaMishnah is right on the spot on the Mishnah over there. Says not like that. That's why he cried, because he was chosen in minus. Leimo yeboichim chosdu also b'teresenu lachshoid v'lachshoid machshov ro al odom shinyonim misupik. He says. The Rambam says. Leimo yeboichim shechosdu ki also b'teresenu lachshoid v'lachshoid. The Rambam says in Pirush HaMishnah. He says before lachshoid. So he's not like the Yesh Neichon. You see, the Yesh Neichon was Mechalik Mechayshim Ksheirim. If he says it, if he keeps quiet, when he says it, you're not allowed. When he keeps quiet, you're not allowed. In the Rambam over here on the Mishnah, he said before, Yesh Chayshim Ksheirim, V'lachshev Yosef, Machshova, Go Al Odom, Shein Yonem Mesupik. Elo Tzoyich Hechechi Kmo Yishetira. So I have a couple of problems. What was the problem over here with this dukkah? Now we're talking about the choshev b'kshev loike b'gufay. Was there a choshev that he was a tzduki? And if you do something of tzdukis, he'll do. And he's ready a tzduki from before. Or the choshev him that he's going to become a tzduki. He's going to do it when he's going to come into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Kodesh, when nobody's around, that's when he's going to decide to become a tzduki. I mean, we see these things happening. Yochanan Kohen Gadol, it was 80 years he was a Kohen Gadol, and one day he decided, he changed, he became a tzduki, he became. It seems that the Yetzer Hara for tzduki was a very, very, very stark. It was. So what was the problem over here? That there were mashbihim. Loshen HaGemara is, Shechashdu tzduki. But you can say that no, me chadu tzduki that he's going to do a myself being of a tzduki. Who says he's going to? He is a tzduki.
If he is, they wouldn't have let him in.
It says the Chaznish has the shaila, and it says that the avoda would have been kosher. If he did the avoda the way he is, the avoda would be kosher. And they used to says in the Bayi Sheni they used to pay money. That's why they had this problem of tzduki, because they used to pay money to become Kohen Gadol. They used to pay money. So it seems that one time it happened. The Mara says that one time it happened. Also, we can be done. If Choshev B'Ksheirim, like Choshev B'Ksheirim, and B'Tzel Tish Mi'am Misecha, that is the same thing. You also on Choshev B'Ksheirim, you got an extra like a gufay, which we learn from Moshe Rabbeinu, when he says over there, when he said by Klal Yisrael, "V'hein lo yaminu bi," says by Klal Yisrael, he said that Klal Yisrael is not going to believe that the Rebbeinu Shlom sent him to take out Klal Yisrael, and he was like a gufay that he had tzaras. So now, I have two things over here that we can. Is Choshev B'Ksheirim, Choshev B'Ksheirim, and B'Tzel Tish Mi'am Misecha, is it the same thing? Also, what was the problem here? They were choshed him to be a tzduki, or you can be a potential tzduki? In the mitzvah essay of B'Tzel Tish Mi'am Misecha, so also we can think that when we say B'Tzel Tish Mi'am Misecha, when there was a mice that was done here, something is missing in the house, so I am done. Did you take it? Did Reuven take it? Didn't he take it? He was here, Reuven was here. Could be he should be able to take it. So after being, if he's a Beinoni, I have a Mitzvah Zeser. No, this gentleman did not take it. But to look at a person, Ba'ifin Klali, person, I look at this gentleman, he looks to me like a ganav. He, the way his nose is shaped, no, he looks like a ganav. He looks. Is that B'Tzel Tish Mi'am Misecha? Because I'm not being done. I'm not looking at the maisa that happened. When I have a maisa, I have a mishpit, so I can be done. I can go from one side of the mishpit, I can go to the other side of the mishpit. I can do. But when I'm looking at a person, what if I'm calling his own mishpit? Will there be B'Tzel Tish Mi'am Misecha? Or no? That's called a chayshev k'sherim. If every person, so now we'll go back to what we, every person that comes into your house, if I look at every person, he is a ganav or he's a potential ganav. Everybody, if Chazal said that that's what I can do, that's what I have to do, so I have no problem. I give him to eat and thing, he says as much as he wants.
Comes a mishurach and I think he's a geshrinda.
In that, I'll give him money because of that. What? You don't have to trust him. He comes in, but do you so he can't.
He comes and he asks for money.
What? So you can check him out. You know, you can check him out. He can be even mishurach by you. He can be even mishurach by you. But you should go check him out. You're not mechuyev. Give him a cup of tea. Give him to eat. Give him everything in v'ezus. You don't want to give him money because he's chayshe shvinda. Don't give him any money. The Chavetz Chaim, when he used to sell svarim, so there's a letter. When you'll send me the money and I'll receive the money, that's when I'll send you the svarim. Because Chazal said it. There's no credit by him. No credit. Some of this person came into his house, he gives him to eat, drink, whatever he wants. He comes to Tachlis. But now, that's if you do it to everybody. What happens? No. 75% of the people you think are beseder, these people are okay. 75% of these people. 25%? No, he's a ganav. Because of my sin, I was done on the person. Well, no, I wasn't done on. I'm not even on. But I am a choshev b'ksherim. I am. So we're going to say that choshev b'ksherim and tzedek tishma b'sechah is the same. So we're going to have a problem with the Yesh Neichel and the Pirush HaMishnayis we're going to have. But if we say it's two things, so if a person comes in, every person, you deal with him the same way, and he's keeping Nechuk Listim, you can learn the Listim, he's a potential, or you can learn Listim that he is a Ganav. That I don't know. But if you do it to everybody, so there's no problem. Chazal will convey that's the hanoga that you're supposed to do, and the chayyad we'll see. The chayyad shouldn't be a chayyad b'ksherim like a gufer, because Chazal told me this is what I'm supposed to do, so I'm not doing it because I'm a chayyad b'ksherim. What? Why? But that'll be where I'm a chayyad in. But if I do, that's what I'm saying. If I do the 25% and 75% I don't do, but if I do everybody, the reason I do it is because Chazal said this is my hanoga that I'm supposed to do. Once Chazal said this is my hanoga, so you can't say it. The Gemara says a story in the Tainis with Abba Chilki over there that he Talmid Chacham came to ask him to be mispal for rain. So he says he didn't let him into the house until he went into the house. So he brings Rashi brings down this is Derech Eretz that he's allowed to do that. This is what he's supposed to do. So Abba Chilki was a Chayshev B'Ksherim. He wasn't a Chayshev B'Ksherim. What?
It's normal. Balabais Kedem Gerdem.
Because of this reason. That's what Rashi brings down over there in the Tainis. The Masech Derech Eretz. But the difference will be if you only do it because you think of that person. The Rambam, when he brings down the story, the halacha that they were mashbiyah him, so he says, "Ben Bizan Shul Shuchen Shluch Bezin Mashbi No Lecho." I mean, she shochen and shmoi bevayis hazeh. So he tishan a dover mekoma shamar lecho. Who poyrush boicha al chosdu b'minus והאין פרשן הברכן לפי שחושל למי שמייסה לסתומים ושם אין בליבה כלום. We have a klal that the Rambam doesn't tell stories and Kolshkin stories that happened. The Rambam is a halacha sefer. So when he brings down this story, he brings down the din that they were mashbia, that bebai sheni tzotza minus bi yisrael bi yotza adlukim. So what does he bring down what happened? And if they didn't cry, what's going on here? Who perish boicha? He used to cry, and they cried. Why? Because the chayshid somebody that's ma'aser stumim v'shem ein believe it klum. We have another time place where we have a story with chayshid b'ksherim. By Maisa by Chana, when she was psal and she liked she was psal, and Eli was chayshida for shikayra. Eli was chayshida. Iyem and Moshe the shachin. Omer Abelazim mekan leroy bechaver dova sheina hogan tzoch lechichay. You have to be mechiach. Batan Chana batoyim aloy adoyni. You don't have no chakodesh. You chayshim me b'dover that I don't have. You don't know that I'm a yishik shei ruach anoichi. Omer Rabbi Lazar mikan nechshe b'dover shein bo yishitzoch lo yidir. If somebody has a dover that they chayshid you that you did, so you can say, no, what's my business? The chayshim me that I did it. Too bad they don't like it. Too bad. No, there's a din that you have to be meidia. Exactly that I didn't do this. Mekan lerech shebedover sheim bo yishitzoch lo yidir. Al titnes ben amoschol lefnei bas bliel. Vayim eden the Gemara says vayim vayan elim vayim lechiv shalom. Amar Rabbi Lozo, mikan lechoish is chaver b'dover she'ein boi she'tzorch lefaisoi. You lechoish at somebody, you have to be mefaisim. V'loi oido she'tzorch levorchei. Not only you have to be mefaisim, you have to be mevorchem, also you have to be mevorchem. So according to this Gemara, our Gemara is very good. He cried. What do we say? They were chayshim him. They were chayshim him. Because they were chayshim him that he was a tzduki. We'll say they were chayshim mamish that he was a tzduki. By his crying, he was showing that he's not a tzduki. Because if he was a tzduki, he wouldn't be upset. He was such a bluffer that he was gonna figure it out that they'll think that I'm not a zuki, I'm gonna cry and they show the zuki. The chayr of pashas on he could he cry. The answer is to show that he wasn't a zuki, he was crying. So when it says in the Rambam, like it's a halacha, it is.
Did they give
him
a bracha?
What? We're holding by the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen, we're here, we're holding by the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol was mechuyev to cry. That's what we're saying now. Because they were chayshim, and he had to do something to show that he wasn't a tzuki. Midr Gisa, they had a different problem they had. But what did we say before? So we'll say that the reason they cried was to show that the reason that they're doing it is not because they're chayshidim. Not because they're chayshidim. No, they wanted to show that the only reason that we are doing the mashbiyah you is only because we want to obey us. The chazal will mechayev us to do it. Because we don't find. So if so, there was no chayshid b'ksherim. Like we said before, there was no chayshid b'ksherim, because if I do it all the time, Any person that comes into my house, I look at him as a potential ganav l'chol apochas. If not a ganav, a potential ganav. Everybody can be a potential ganav. So the reason they were doing it, they did it to every cunning gadol. They did it. So the reason they did it is today to show. The Chazal said, "I have to be mechayiv. I have to make you a shvu. I have to make you." So if so, there wasn't a problem of a chayshiv b'ksher. There wasn't a real problem here of chayshiv b'ksher. By Eli, there was talking a real problem of chayshiv b'ksher. There was. So that's why he had to be mefayser, and he was a vorcha. Here they didn't. They didn't have to be mefayser, but they wanted to show that the only reason they're doing it is today to show that the reason would be mashbiyah is because Chazal were mechayiv me to be mashbiyah. If so, they had no chiyuv to be mefayisim, to be maybe mivarch. They had no chiyuv. And go back to the story with Abi Chilki. Even it doesn't say that he told the Talmid that he was mivarch the Talmid Chacham, because he the Fidei Yesh Noichin also that he kept his mouth closed. He didn't tell him anything. All he did is he made a ma'isa. So the same thing over here. The ma'isa mikadin. There was no chayshim b'ksherim here, but being chayshim b'ksherim is so chama, so they cried to show that the reason they're doing it is because Chazal were mechayiv me. If Chazal mechayiv me, I have no chayshim b'ksherim. So if so, they didn't have to be a mevorche. They didn't have to be, and that's why the Rambam brings it on. It's like a din. It's not as simple as mice, you know, something that happened. He has to cry to show that he's not a Zduki, that these nechshe b'dova ain't loy b'dova hazeh, and they have to cry to show that the reason they're doing it is because Chazal were mechayiv him.